APHA presentation. That was exceptionally eloquent. So thank you very much. Next on the agenda, we have Jane Rode, who is a research analyst at the Los Angeles County Office of AIDS, who's going to give a presentation on differing risk behaviors among men who have sex with men who have sex with both men and women, and male-to-female transgenders at very high risk for HIV infection. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jane Rohde. I'm a research analyst with the Office of AIDS Programs and Policy, which is part of the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health, and I'm delighted to have the opportunity to speak to you today about a very important topic, the differing risk behaviors among three specific distinct populations at very high risk for HIV infection. And that's men who have sex with men, or as I'm going to refer to them throughout the presentation, MSM, men who have sex with men and women, or MSMW, and male to female transgenders. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors on this report, Katie Branson, who works at UCLA, and Dr. Kathy Reback, who is at Friends Research Institute in Los Angeles County. I also just need to acknowledge that the study was supported by the LA County Department of Public Health, Office of AIDS Programs and Policy, contract number H700-861. The next fun thing I get to do is present disclosure, which I have no relationships to disclose. Okay, so to paint a little bit of a background for you, Los Angeles County is one of the largest counties in the U.S. with 10 million residents, and we estimate that there are about 60,000 individuals living with HIV and AIDS. We also estimate that there's about 23,000 to 28,000 persons living with HIV in LA County. And the estimated HIV seroprevalence by behavioral risk group among MSM is 15%, among MSMW is 12%, and among transgender is 21%. These high HIV seroprevalence rates warrant an examination of risk behaviors and patterns among these three distinct populations. This is a visual representation of the numbers that I just shared with you, but as you can see from the pink, and I have a handy little pointer here, the pink graph, or bar, I should say, 21,187 people are living with AIDS in LA County. These are stats from our HIV EPI program. Around 21,000 to 25,500 are diagnosed with HIV, we're estimating, and then 14,000 to 15,500 folks are undiagnosed, so they're unaware of their HIV infection. What we do know, and it's very conclusive from the evidence that we have, is that the epidemic is primarily fueled from male-to-male sexual contact in Los Angeles County. As you can see here from our cumulative adult and adolescent cases of AIDS, 70% of them are from male-to-male sexual contact. So the methods for the data that I'm going to present to you today, the participants that we looked at were enrolled in an HIV health education risk reduction program. The data were collected from March 1st, 2005 through July 31st, 2007. We had 1,008 unduplicated individuals, 500 MSM, 271 MSMW, 237 transgender women. And we looked at behavioral risk data, including substance use behaviors and high-risk sexual behaviors. And then we performed data analysis using SPSS. So again, to paint a picture of what this population looks like, among our MSM, almost 50%, 48% of them were white. And this is also the same for MSMW. The next population behind the ethnicity among MSM, or 21% of the MSM, were Hispanic or Latino. Among MSMW, almost 25% were black or non-Hispanic. And the transgender, the majority of them were Latina, and then sort of evenly dispersed throughout the other ethnicities. All of them were about the same age in mean years, 35 years of age, and most of them had equivalent to high school or above educational attainment, 84% of MSM. having above high school, 73% of MSMW having higher education, and transgenders were a little lower. Very high positivity rates among this population. As you can see, 39% of the MSM were reported HIV positive, 18% among MSMW, and 23% among transgenders. So this is a very high-risk population, as well as being a very street population. 83% of the MSM group were either homeless or had marginal housing status, unstable housing. 91% of MSMWs had unstable housing, and 51% of the transgenders. So when you look at substance use in the previous 30 days by the target population, you'll see with the exception of marijuana, which the MSMW are using at quite high rates, methamphetamine is the drug of choice among this population. And with very high rates among MSM and MSMW, transgenders aren't using them at such high frequencies, but over half of MSMW are using meth. The other drug of choice for MSMW in this sample is crack. They're using crack cocaine. Whoops. And MSM are using amyl nitrate or poppers, as we can see. But there's a relatively low use of substance use in the transgender population as compared to the other two populations. When you look at meth use during sex, MSM, over 40% of them are using meth with sex, as well as MSMW, they both have high frequency of meth use with sex. Transgenders are reporting a lot of exchange sex in the previous 30 days. Almost half of them are reporting some form of exchange sex with their partners. And exchange sex meaning that they're exchanging sex in exchange for money, drugs, or some sort of commodity. You can see this slide makes sense. As transgenders, their mean number of sexual exchange partners are 20 in the past 30 days, very high as compared to MSM and MSMW. And when you break it out by the type of partner, so main, casual, or anonymous partners in the previous 30 days, you see that MSM have quite high mean numbers of male anonymous partners. They also have relatively high numbers of male casual partners, so they're the red graph. And MSM transgenders also have high mean numbers of casual and anonymous partners. What I'd like to highlight with the MSMW population is if you look, they have quite a number of female partners as well, which you don't see in the other populations. I'm trying to make this thing cooperate with me. When you look at receptive anal intercourse, which obviously is one of the higher risk sexual behaviors for the populations, you'll see that MSM engage in the transgenders engage in high frequencies of receptive anal intercourse. Sorry, I got thrown off by the 5 minute sign. But transgenders are also engaging in safer sex practices. Over 70% of them are actually using a condom, always using a condom during receptive anal intercourse. We're also seeing the same thing, although MSM are engaging in higher rates of insertive anal sex, transgenders are again employing safer sex behaviors and using a condom during insertive anal intercourse. So in conclusion, all these target populations have extremely high HIV positivity rates as compared to our estimated HIV seroprevalence rates in LA County population, with MSM at very high with 40% of them HIV positive. MSMW and MSM also have high rates of meth use as compared to transgender, and MSMW more likely use crack cocaine, while MSM are more likely to use poppers. Over 40% of MSM use meth with sex as compared to the other two populations, and almost half of the transgenders are engaging in sex work versus the other two populations. Transgenders also have higher mean numbers of sexual exchange partners, and MSMW are engaging in high-risk sexual behaviors with both female and male sexual partners, which has implications for HIV transmission. MSM have higher mean numbers of male anonymous sex partners, but both MSM and MSMW have lower frequencies of condom use during receptive anal sex and insertive anal sex versus transgender. So the implications for interventions is that these three very high-risk populations represent the core of the HIV epidemic in LA County. Interventions for MSM should emphasize decreased meth use as an HIV prevention intervention. We know that if we take meth out of the equation, that safer sex will happen. MSMW can serve as a possible transmission bridge for HIV from male to female partners. And transgenders represent a high potential for HIV transmission due to their high rates of sex work. However, they're also using condoms at higher rates, and they have lower rates of substance use. Therefore, interventions should continue to really emphasize safer sex behaviors around their sex exchange work. And finally, HIV prevention efforts need to address the distinct risk patterns within each population. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jane. Those were really fascinating.